Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Hey, well, we're nearing the end of the year, and that means a lot of people are either anticipating 2023 or dreading what they're going to have in 2023. You know, our job is to help you relax. And that's why we picked that name of our company, Relax and Retire.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be prepared. You know, I've always said that on the show for years, be prepared. So we want you to be prepared so that when you get ready to retire, whether that's in your 50s or 60s or 70s or whenever, we want you to be able to go into retirement and relax. Enjoy retirement. You have been working 30 to 40 years for that day.
That's
and
right.
You're going to be in it 30 or 40 years. So don't go in it in a panic. Go in it saying, hey, I've done the preparation. I've done the work. I've put the money away. I've put it places where I know it's safe and I can retire.
If you can't say that now, there's still time.
There is.
Yeah, and Gary, you know, as we are bringing in the new year, we're noticing that there are changes that are coming. And so let's talk about one of the changes that we're reading up on and that we're noticing a lot more. And there are changes that are coming to Social Security for new retirees. Some of what we are seeing is their maximum income subject on payroll taxes are looking to increase.
Yes.
We're noticing that the maximum Social Security benefit paid to new retirees are going up.
Yes.
And we're noticing that retirement earnings limits will increase, but there's a special rule now that is applying to new beneficiaries. So with these changes coming, what does all this mean? Because it sounds like it's really confusing. How can you help someone figure out all these changes?
I think understanding Social Security is one of the most important things that we help our clients do. For most people, or for many people, Social Security, for almost everyone, Social Security is the foundation of your guaranteed income for retirement. It's absolutely guaranteed to be there till you die. So that's an important thing, and we talk about not outliving your money. So Social Security is one of those things that, based on the financial strength and the security of the federal government, Social Security is guaranteed to be there. So yeah, you're right. The maximum taxable earnings for Social Security is going to increase in 2023. You see, you are taxed for Social Security based on the amount of money you make. So in 2022, you were taxed up to $147,000 of income. So if you're making more than $147,000 a year, you'll notice that if you're getting a check, you're going to notice that check will go up once you've passed $147,000 in income, because that's when the IRS, well, that's when your Social Security payments stop. Next year, that figure's going up to $160,000. So if you're earning $160,000 next year, you'll see a decrease in your deductions on your payroll stub once you've crossed $160,000. That's to help generate more money going in because of fewer people paying into Social Security. The maximum Social Security benefit will be bigger. This is good and bad. This year, we've had the highest inflation that we have had in decades. It's been over 8%. So Social Security factors in a cost of living increase every year. It's called a COLA. This year, the COLA is 8.3%. That's a huge increase in the amount that you're going to receive if you're a Social Security beneficiary. Let's say you're getting $2,000 this year in Social Security. it's going to go up by almost $200 next year. You know, figure the math, 8%, let's say $160. That's a pretty nice increase, and everybody's going to look at that check and say, ooh, that gives me a good feeling. Well, where's that money come from? Comes from the federal government. Where does the federal government get its money? Gets its money from us. The federal government makes no money. They don't make a penny. They can only generate money by taxes. So they've got an expense, Social Security, that's going to go up by 8%. They got to make that up.
We encourage you to call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope so you can learn more about relaxing in your retirement. Simply pick up the phone, even if you're listening on the weekend. Leave a message or write this number down, 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Take advantage of our offer for a complimentary consultation. You can also send an email.
Absolutely. Send us an email. Vicki at relaxretire, Gary at relaxretire.com, or go to our website, relaxandretire.com. And you can contact us any of those ways. Of course, we love for you to call us because we like to talk to people and share what we can do for you. Our job is helping you. I remember back in college, or maybe it was when I got my first job, I went to a seminar, and one of the things this guy said was, you can get everything you want to get in life if you help enough other people get what they want. Well, what do you want? You want to make sure that you have a reliable source of income for your lifetime. You want to know that you're not going to lose money when we have changes in the market. You know that you want to be able to depend on that money just like you depend on a Social Security check. That's what we're here to do. Come in and talk to us. Let us show you how we can help you. So the third thing this next year will be that retirement earnings limits will be higher. That means in 2022, the lower limit for Social Security earnings was $21,240. The higher limit was $56,520. This gets kind of specific, so give us a call and let us talk to you about how this is going to affect your Social Security benefits, because it is absolutely important. Social Security is an annuity, is a form of an annuity. It is a guaranteed payment. It's a series of equal or increasing payments. Think about what I just said a minute ago. We're getting a guaranteed payment for our entire lifetime from Social Security. We're getting a guaranteed increase in payments based on whether we have an increase in inflation. And it protection it gives us protection against one of our biggest risks that we face in retirement, and that's longevity. Everybody has to think about how long they're going to stretch their money. Because remember, you don't want to run out of money before you run out of life. What do you do when you're broke? You worry. You try to economize where you can, but at some point you just can't cut. At some point, then you have to start doing without. Our job is to help you figure out how to not do without. Our job is to help you find a way to have not only your Social Security benefits, but have, and I've said this before, what if you had two Social Security checks every month? Two Social Security checks that were guaranteed to last your entire lifetime, would never stop, and could increase over time. That's what we help people look at. So give us a call and come in and talk to us. Let us show you how we can help you address longevity. You know, here's one thing we talk about, because as I mentioned a minute ago, Social Security is going up by 8%, 8.3%, I think is the number. And that means the federal government has got to generate more taxes. Taxes pay the bills for Social Security. So if you are getting ready to retire, or really, I said this last week, you need to prepare to retire long before you get to retirement. Think about how you can protect yourself from not only longevity, but also from taxes. If taxes have to go up to pay higher Social Security payments, then the amount of money that you're going to keep in a tax-deferred account is going to be less. So one of the strategies, and I just talked to a client about this yesterday, was how can I minimize my taxes in retirement? Well, one of the ways we minimize taxes in retirement is by putting money in tax-exempt accounts. A perfect example of this is a Roth. Every year, you should be contributing the maximum amount of money that you can afford to contribute to a Roth IRA. Every dime that you put in has already been taxed. Every dime of interest that it makes will never be taxed. Every gain will never be taxed. So a Roth IRA is a beautiful place to put money where you can protect yourself against taxes.
There's a lot of variables. There's a lot of choices. There's a lot of aspects to look at when it comes to your retirement, which is why we encourage you to call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation. Just pick up the phone. What have you got to lose? Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free is available if you need it. 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And remember, you can go to our website 24 hours a day. Go to relaxretire.com. Leave us your contact information. Leave us a question that you'd like us to answer, and we'll have that answer ready for you when you call us or when we call you back. So again, on a Roth, you know, Roths are beautiful. You can only contribute while you're working. This is important because once you retire, the only thing that might be that you can do would be a Roth conversion. We talked, and this is again what I talked to my client with about yesterday. Can I take some of the money out of a tax deferred account and move it over into a Roth account where it can still grow tax-free? That's the beautiful part. You still get tax-deferred growth, but when you start taking the money out, it is totally untaxed. Now, the question is, does it make sense for you to start converting some of your non-IRA, some of your tax-deferred IRA money to a Roth? And that's what we need to sit down and talk with you about. There is a cost. You have to pay the taxes, but right now, if you're not aware of this, our tax rates are lower than they have ever been in history. We've seen tax rates as high as 90%. But right now, our tax rates and our tax bands are lower than they have ever been. So now is the time. If you're not thinking about how much of your money you're going to continue giving away to the government, because if you do nothing, you're going to give away more of the money that you have worked, sweated, and saved for your retirement.
Gary, how are some ways that you can help someone maybe answer some of these questions to find out if having a Roth is where they need to be or doing a Roth conversion is something that they should be doing? Because it could be on each individual case. So what are you doing to help individuals?
The best thing we do is sit down with you and go through where you are putting your money. I did this for years. I put all my money in a tax-deferred account and put some in non-taxable. So that's what makes sense. If you're going to convert money from an IRA to a Roth, the earlier you do it, the better, because it gives it longer to grow. So this is an important part of retirement planning. One, longevity. You have got to stretch your money, probably for most of us now, 25 to 30 years. You know, medical science is our friend. It is curing diseases at a rate that we have never seen before. It is extending our lives longer than we've ever seen before. But that's making a challenge for anybody that is saving for retirement. If you're not saving for retirement, well, okay, then I can't help you. But if you are saving for retirement, and if you care about your money, and if you care about how much you're going to keep, remember, at the end of the day, it's not how much you've saved. That is, I'm not going to say irrelevant, but what is relevant is how much you get to keep. If your tax rate is 10%, out of $100, you're going to get to keep 90. If your tax rate is 20%, you're going to get to keep 80. So the less that you have, the less you can spend.
It's a lot to consider, which is why we recommend consulting with Relax and Retire Financial Services. See the options. See what the choices are. Learn more. than you can possibly learn in a 30-minute talk show by taking advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. Simply call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
Toll-free 877-251-1984. And the last point I'll make about a Roth versus a tax-deferred account is if you're putting your money in a Roth, you avoid RMDs. And this is, you know, this is something that everyone who puts money in a tax-deferred account is facing. At some point, whether you want to take money out or not, whether you need it or not, the IRS is going to require you to start taking money out of a tax-deferred account, an IRA, a 401k, 403b, a SEP, any kind of tax-deferred account. In the past, we started taking RMDs. It's required minimum distributions. We started taking those at 70 and a half. A couple of years ago, they moved that age up to 72. Next year, it looks like they're going to move that age up to 73, and that will continue for a few years, and eventually they're talking about moving it up to 75. Well, that sounds great. I'm not going to have to take more money out for a longer period of time, but it means you're going to have to take more out, which could potentially put you in a higher tax bracket. So these are the things that when we sit down and talk, we don't just talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's easy. You know, you wake up tomorrow and you think about what you're going to do. We talk about what's going to happen 20 years from now today. Because if you don't think about what's going to happen 20 years ago or 20 years in the future today, when you get there, you're going to be scrambling.
And Gary, I mean, that's an awful lot. I mean, you've covered about how, you know, possibly having a Roth or doing a Roth conversion, and you've talked about how some of the changes in Social Securities are occurring. And, you know, these are all real things that are going on. You know, the government is really looking at ways to kind of, I think, accelerate a lot of these distributions that you might not be wanting to take or even need. You know, we hear a lot of people say that all the time. Well, I don't really need this money. What can I do with this money? And if you don't really need it, well, that's kind of a golden opportunity for you to go ahead and, rather than just take it and keep it sitting in a bank, not keeping up with inflation rates or not doing anything for you, well, that's another option that perhaps you could consider. You know, there are other ways that different advisors, I think, are talking to people about to offer a steady stream of income. And you kind of went back to it when you're starting to talk about Social Security and comparing Social Security to an annuity. But can you elaborate a little bit on that, on how is Social Security like an annuity? Because, you know, most people are shy of that word, but really they're quite similar. So can you expand on some of the similarities and why we're seeing an increase from people that we're meeting with on this conversation?
Well, we're seeing an increase because people are worried about their money. How many people have looked at their investment statement or their 401k or their IRA and seen it fluctuate this year? And I bet the answer to that is most of the people listening to our show today have seen their retirement account fluctuate, mostly down. And in some cases, those accounts are down by up to 20, 24% this year. That's a huge difference in what you have worked and sweated and sacrificed for to pay for your 30 years of retirement. So why is Social Security like an annuity? Why is an annuity like Social Security? Well, they are both a series of equal or increasing payments over time, and that provides security against longevity. It is a guaranteed payment. Every month, you can go to your mailbox or look at your bank account. I love the third Wednesday of every month. That's when my Social Security check drops in my bank account. It's like clockwork. I can give you the same thing, either dropping in your bank account or a physical check, if it makes you feel better to see a physical check, every single month. So there's one way that Social Security and annuity are exactly, are similar. Can you outlive Social Security? No. Social Security is going to be there till you die. If you have an income annuity with us, the monthly or quarterly, whatever frequency you're looking for payments, is going to be there till you die. But here's the difference. Let's say you and your wife both have Social Security. When you die, or when she dies, or they die, one of those checks is going away. It's going away. What if each of you has a lifetime annuity? Guess what? Both of those checks are still there for the survivor for the rest of their lives. Now, would you rather have a guarantee that your money's going to absolutely be there every month? Or would you rather hope that your money's going to be there and depend on being able to say, well, let me make a withdrawal as slowly as I can make it?
Everyone would choose the guarantee, I'm sure. So, to learn more about those options and the things that Gary is speaking about, please pick up the phone, call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. You've nothing to lose to take advantage of a complimentary consultation, a complimentary strategy session, where they will sit down and talk to you about your goals, your needs, your future, and your retirement. The numbers are 625-1226.
625-1226.
And that is a local 251 call. Also toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Let me give you a quick story or an example before we move on to the next topic. How many of you ever consider yourself do-it-yourselfers? Yeah?
Sure, some things.
How many of us go to Lowe's and say, I can do that, I can do that, or I can read the instructions? I think the funniest thing Victoria has ever seen me do is try following instructions for something I've never done. You know, I try. I read the instructions. Sometimes those instructions are not exactly clear. Retirement is exactly the same thing. Do you want to do it yourself? Do you want to be able to make all these decisions? One of the most common things we hear when someone comes into our office is, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. What do you do when you go to a doctor? You say, tell me what to do. How do I fix this? How do I fix whatever ailment I have? Think of retirement as an ailment. How do you fix not running out of money? Well, don't do it yourself. You can do it yourself if you want to spend all that time, but with everything else you're doing in your daily life, do you have time to look at all the things that you need to consider? That's what we do. We look at this every single day. We constantly look at financial articles about how to stretch your money, how to reduce your taxes, how to make sure that you never run out of money before you run out of life. Folks, don't do it yourself. Do part of it yourself, but get yourself someone who can help you. People that use financial advisors are much more relaxed. Oh, go back to our name again. Are much more relaxed in retirement than people that do it themselves. So I tell you what, as we're winding this show up, we've really thrown a lot at you all today, and we appreciate you listening. Hey, Vicki, why don't you talk to us for a couple of minutes about common myths about retired life?
Well, Gary, I read an article not too long ago, and it said that there can be a big gap between expectations and reality. And here are some of the points that stood out to me, whether you encounter them or not, or whether someone might come into the office and have some of these. One, their Social Security benefits being enough to live on. You know, whenever you intend to replace your whole retirement income, you shouldn't just count on one thing. You talked about that, you know, in case something happens. You know, wouldn't you like to have something basically to help cover that gap of that Social Security check that you may lose? You know, you should expect your benefits to cover about 40% of your money, roughly. And this might not be this, you know, percentage for everyone, but on an average. But again, this goes back to log on to that Social Security Administration website. See where you are. I mean, that
Absolutely.
Might help you. That might help you consider, you know, should I keep letting my Social Security grow, or what do I really need to do? And it also keeps them honest, too, on
well,
that.
Well, you know, you make a good point. Log on, first of all, create your own My Social Security account. They will send you a statement every year telling you how much your expected Social Security benefits will be at what age that you decide to retire. Because like you say, it's only 40% of your retirement needs that it might satisfy depending on your lifestyle.
Another thing, Gary, that stood out to me was that most people think they don't need a financial advisor. Only because they're worried about the cost of coming in and talking to one. That's always the big thing, is how much does it cost? What is the fee? What do you charge? And if you're a regular listener on the show or just tuning in, the consultation fee to meet with you is zero.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and some people might not agree with that, but if you don't get some basic information somewhere, how are you going to start? You need to start someplace, and if you can start someplace that isn't going to charge you for that time, man, why not take advantage of it? But, you know, we hope that you would do business with us in doing that. But, you know, if not, then it at least starts the process so that you can get some information. And next is Medicare will cover my health care costs. Well, I'm not going to get too far into that, but I know that, you know, from listening to some clients, when they have to go into a doctor's office, and I think Medicare enrollment just now closing, them co-pays, depending on certain plans, can eat at you. And that's another reason why, you know, just reevaluating some of that might be beneficial to you. You don't always have to change, but if you're finding this past year that you're going there more and you're tired of paying 25 here, 50 here, 30 here, 15 here, and each and every time, that can add up.
Yeah, we've said this on the show before. A couple retiring today at 60, 65 can expect to spend about 300 and something thousand over their lifetime, say you're living 25, 30 years, between Medicare copays, deductibles, premiums. So that's one of the other aspects that we really sit down and let people look at.
And another two things that I found, and I'll keep this kind of short, is that you won't need much income in retirement. Oh boy, we see a lot of times people like, I need more money. I do, you know, I'm spending it a lot quicker than I thought that I would,
right.
You know, but you know, things cost more. Inflation's cost more. I know everybody's tired of hearing about it, but it really does. So all these increases that we're getting, you're probably really not seeing a whole much of it. All these increases, minimum wage earnings that are going up, well, you're probably really not seeing that either by the time taxes and inflation are meeting out of it. But, you know, you're probably going to be looking at about 80% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. Now, is this figure exact for everyone? No. But, I mean, it is a large percentage because, keep in mind, you're used to getting a paycheck. Your paycheck is now different. And then also, Social Security benefits won't be taxed. Well, if your post-retirement combined income totals of more than $25,000 for an individual or $32,000 for a couple filing joint, your Social Security benefits could likely be taxed. So, this is why Gary's stressing, don't go at it alone. You don't have to. If you're just tuning in and listening, pick up that phone and dial 251-625-1226 or go to relaxretire.com, leave us your name and number, and we'll get back with you. But do something. Now's the time of the end of year to clean out that junk drawer. See if you need to be making some changes or not. And we hope to hear from you real soon.
Very good advice. Thank you, Gary Garner, insurance professional, and Vicki Miller, Director of Operations with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, offering a complimentary consultation to our radio program listeners. No obligation, no pressure. Just pick up the phone and call 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine.
What about your retirement income strategy? Stock market has had a great run in the last few years, but is its current volatility making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your retirement income strategy is built to endure a financial storm?
Now is a great time to evaluate your strategy. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services at 251-625-1226. They'll examine your strategy and help you determine if it's in need of some weatherproofing. Call Gary Garner and the team at Relax and Retire Financial Services today at 625-625-1226. 1226 to schedule your no-obligation strategy session.
Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 625-1226.
Firm offers insurance services.